Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, born and after. Jesus gave the key.
Today is the day the Lord has made. Amen, amen. This is Benny Cummings. This is WGUM, Glory United, Bishop Dr. Gregory Scott, your genial host.
Bye.
Yes, I need somebody to help me in Jesus. The very next voice you hear will be that of the woman on divine assignment, Pastor Patricia Benneman.
Got to do a separation, folk. You cannot think of him as earthly. You have to separate him. You have to make him spiritual, for he is Lord of lords. He is the King of kings. Lift the Savior up for men to see. And he says, that is your command. That is what you have been asked to do. Lift Jesus up for men to see. And he said, and if you do that, I'll draw all men unto me. So it is no reason for a man to have a complaint that women are trying to take over. No, we're not. No, we're not. I am a female, and a female I am. I'm not trying to do a man's job, but I am the one crying in the wilderness. Jesus said it, if these don't praise me, then the rocks will cry out. I am a rock crying out, lift up the Savior. Come to the fountain that's so rich and cast thy poor soul at the Savior's feet. Plunge in today and be made complete. Ah, then you're able to say glory to his name. Good morning, Blog Talk listeners, chat room listeners, however way you're listening. God bless you. A big good God bless you on this seventh day of the month of April. I was making ready to enter into the world some moons ago, many moons back. I'm sure around this date, around the 7th, my mom's steps were getting a little heavy. I'm sure she was feeling me more in her back, because being pregnant, many times the heavier we get, the more uncomfortable we become. And you know, the more uncomfortable we become, we're so close to delivering or deliverance. And that's the way it is in our normal everyday life. When we are faced with a circumstance or a situation, the more uncomfortable, the more unbearable it becomes, we are so close to delivery or delivering. This is the day that the Lord he hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad. How about you? is this a special day for you? Should be, for it's the Lord's day, and we thank him for it. But thinking about this day, this is my month. This is my birth month where God chose for me to be born. And he gave me a lot of fours in my name. And I had once read what the number four means. Right now, I can't tell you. Oh, bless his name. But anyhow, I know what I read. And the number four is a very, very special number. And God gave me a lot of fours for my birth entrance. He gave me 04, 24, 54. Yes, I am planning to be on the 24th of April, 65 years old. I say that way because at the age of 44, 20 years ago, I had a heart attack. It could have been the end of me. Could be where last year my sister was saying, my sister, had she lived, would have been 64 today. Could have been where my brothers were looking at the calendar and remembering me by saying, oh, today is my sister's birthday. I'm talking about last year now. Today is my sister's birthday. Had she lived, she would have been 64. But they did not have the opportunity to say that like that. They were able to say on last year, April the 24th, today is my sister's 64th birthday. And I did hear from each of them wishing me a happy birthday. And now I'm approaching another birthday. This is my month, and I thank God for selecting me to come down to the earth. But I tell you, there is no secret what God can do, what he's done for others, he'll do for you. I'd like to solicit prayers from all of you in Radio Land that may listen to the sermons that I do. I have a very challenging situation taking care of my mom, who is now 89. She was 24 years old when I was born. She was a young woman. And now she's an old woman, and her daughter is getting old too. And it's a challenging condition that she has with this dementia, acute dementia. One doctor said it's dementia senile. That doctor said, I wouldn't say she has Alzheimer's because no one has gone into her brain to see what's going on. So they take a CAT scan of the brain, but no one has surgically gone into her brain to determine that it's Alzheimer's. So she said, I will say she has senile dementia. And it's very challenging, and sometimes I lose control of my temper because of the things that this disease caused her to do. And before I harm the little lady that brought me in to the world, I asked the Lord to take her home so I can be spared, or either allow me the courage to disconnect in a facility where they are able to at least have two persons to take care of the one little lady, where it's very challenging for me. I am a single person. It's just mom and I. If she falls, I have to pick her up. if she has challenges with toiletry, it is I who have to do all of that for her. So I ask that you all will pray for me. I'm asking God, where are you? I don't know if you're hearing me anymore when I pray. Yes, we preachers are human. Yes, and we operate on this earth in our flesh. And there is some opportunities that we arise above the flesh and operate in the spirit man that's on the inside of us. But until we're operating in our spirit man or out of our spirit man, we operate out of the flesh. And last night, I had to cry out and say, God, where are you? Why am I going through this? Please, God, hear my cry. David said, I cried unto the Lord, and he heard me. Well, I'd like to adapt into the prayer of David. I cried unto the Lord, and I asked him to deliver me. David said that the Lord brought him up out of a horrible pit. This seems like I'm in a pit. Day after day after day after day. I spoke to one of my friends on yesterday, and I said to her, I get up in the morning and I'm wishing for night so that the day can be over, so that I can go back to my bed where it's quiet, where mom is asleep, and I have those hours for myself. But from the time that she awakes in the morning, if it's 2 o'clock or 3, my day begins and it goes all day long. Pray for me. When you fall at the altar, my brother, my sister, pray for me. Yes, I am a pastor. Yes, I have been called by God. Yes, I am a chosen and anointed. Yes, but I have not gone to heaven yet. I don't walk around 24/7 in the spirit. I am in the flesh, and my flesh feels this pain, this agony of this disease while taking care of my mother. I have made a statement to a couple of people, and I'm saying, stay well, please stay well, because I cannot do this again. Can't do this again. Don't want to do this. Again, I was telling Dr. Scott one day, I thought I was the savior of my family, the superhero, the superwoman of my family, that I felt many, many years ago that, oh, if anyone in my family gets sick, they don't have to worry. I will be there, care of them. Well, I pray for my family that they stay well, because I can't do this one again. But thinking about Peter and John, that silver and gold they did not have, but they did have the Spirit of God in such a way that all they had to do was just speak the word, and the man was immediately healed. So when I think about Peter and John and the man who laid lame for 38 long years, when I think of Peter and John, that they had the power in their tongue to say to the man, "Such as I have, I give to thee, rise and walk." And the scripture lets us know that immediately the man's ankle bones gained strength. And he didn't walk, though. He didn't walk. The scripture said that he went leaping into the temple with Peter and John. This way, the people that passed by him on a daily basis knew that he was the man who laid out there and begged alms. Probably if God had let him walk in with Peter and John, they probably wouldn't have paid any attention to him. But because he couldn't walk, he was leaping. I guess he had a limp because the ankle bones had never worked before. This man has been lame all of his life, so his ankle bones never really worked before. So I guess it would take a minute or two for them to get themselves together so that the man could stand up and walk like you and I. You know what it's like when a child, a baby, begins to take the steps. They're a little wobbly. And they'll take a step and they wiggle and they wobble and they do fall down. But because the healing was continuing to come forward in his ankle bones, he went merrily, merrily into the temple. Something that he had not been able to do. You know, it is something to think about that you are laying there while others is going somewhere. No one even offered to pick him up like they did in Mark's gospel when they took the man that was ill, couldn't get into the temple where Jesus was, so they lowered him down from the roof. Nobody picked this man up and brought him into God's dwelling place. Everyone passed by. I don't know how many gave him alms. Jesus. That's who it really was. It wasn't Peter and John so much. That's who you saw physically. But it was what worked for Peter and John, for the lame man, was what was on the inside that made the difference. I feel my help coming now. I'm no longer now having my pity party, but I feel Jesus. Yes, God, I thank you. Yes, God, I bless your name. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you. Oh, yes, God, I thank you. Oh, yes, yes, for lifting me up when I'm down. Glory be to God. I don't apologize for blessing the Lord, because the Lord is blessing me. But nobody picked this man up. But Peter and John, what they had, because they were in the flesh just like you and I. They were a human being. They weren't supreme being. Now, come on. They were born of a woman. They were in flesh. I don't know when their birthday was, but they were here. So they had to have a birthday sometime. Maybe they don't celebrate it like we do, but I don't know. I have to do a lot of research. Maybe I'll Google it. When was Peter and John's birthday? Dr. Scott liked to refer to me many times as, "You the Google Queen." I got him Googling stuff. Oh, bless the Lord. But it was what was on the inside of Peter and John that got that man up from laying, got that man up from being lame all those years. Can you imagine? And yet I serve the same risen Savior, and I look at my mom and her condition, and I have not been able to tell her to rise up and walk. Where is my walk with God? Doesn't seem to be like Peter and John's walk, where they went every day to the temple to pray. At the same time, I believe they went, they possessed such a power on the inside of them that all they had to do was just tell the man, "Look on us, rise and walk." Where are the Peter and John saints? Not Christians. Anyone can be a Christian. Let me just get that straight. Oh, I'm a Christian. Yeah, well, okay. You're telling me that you believe that God is God and that Jesus is the Son of God, so that makes you a Christian. But it takes more than that to be a saint of God. It takes more than that to be a child of God, for there must be a selling out completely. But then Jesus said, "None have left father, mother, sister, brother, none have left all to follow me." Jesus said it. But where is it faith that I'm lacking to speak the word? Is there a sin that's going on in my life that I am powerless, and yet I'm empowered with the Holy Spirit? What is it? What am I not doing? For he has given us power to tread upon scorpions and serpents and all of these things God has given us. He has equipped us, and yet there is still sickness among us. That's a question. That's a good question. Rise up. And well, I remember when the disciples tried to cast out the demon out of the person, and they couldn't do it. And they were with Jesus on a daily basis, and they couldn't do it. Their flesh could not remove that devil, demons. And they asked Jesus, the man would say, "Look, I brought them to your disciples, and they couldn't do it." I'm sure that man was disappointed. That's just like bringing them here to me and saying, "Can you pray for them? And I can't touch this." They said, "Well, I took them to pass the path. Nothing happened." And the disciples said, "Jesus, what went wrong? What did we do? What did we not do right? What happened that we had no results? What happened, Jesus?" Jesus responded. He didn't rebuke them. He didn't tell them, "You're not saved." He did not tell them that you're not living right. He did not tell them that. He said, "This kind comes only by fasting prayer. This kind. So is there a this kind in your life that you need straightened out, of this kind? That we must fast and pray to get God to move on our behalf? Is it a this kind? Or is it a just look on us kind? Lord, I love the word of God. Is it a situation that you can just do like Peter and John, speak the word and it's done? Or you can fail by not being able to do it and then wonder, well, what am I doing? Something wrong? Do I not love the Lord anymore? Does he not hear me? Does he not love me anymore? Or is it that he's going to say, when you asked him a question, and said, listen, I love you and you love me. I know that. I'm in you and you are in me. And you know that. Not your fault, but this one, in order for it to move, you have got to make the sacrifice. To deny yourself, your flesh, by fasting and prayer. Some say, oh, I'll pray for you. But the situation doesn't change. It's the same. But when you fast and pray, and remember, though, when you fast and pray, that's fine. You can fast and pray. But he said some of you have not because you ask not, but then some of you ask, but you ask the wrong thing. You ask amiss, so I cannot grant amiss. Where are we with this? Wow. This message is not just helping me. It's going to help you who listen, because there are some rise up and walks in your life take place, and then there are some only through fasting and praying. There are some things I detest, and I don't like talking to some people that I talk to, because every time they say something, if they need a clipper for their toe, I want God to give me favor. I want God, just get the clippers and cut the toenail. You don't need favor for that. Favor is just a different word for saying, I need a miracle. But the scriptures say, he who is not sick don't need a physician. There are some things that God don't, the first thing out of their mouth is, oh, I want God to give me a favor. They never bless God. They say, there's a situation going here, and I bless the name of Jesus. And I know that you are, and with you all things are possible. But they just want the easy route. God, give me favor. God, give me favor. What happened to David when he said, I will bless the Lord at all times? Whether God gives him favor or not, I'm going to bless you, Lord. They said, favor ain't fair. Well, when all odds are against you, God steps in and gives you a miracle. And someone is scratching their bald head trying to figure out how in the ham fat did that happen. This person should have been dead, or this person should have been destitute, or should have been homeless. Everything they own should have been gone. But and then they'll say, favor ain't fair. But the blessings of God is fair all the time. Wish sometime that we wouldn't repeat every word we hear someone say, because I wonder if we realize how offensive it is to God. I know we like the song, being from a black culture, and I understand what they're singing. To me, I'm talking about me. I'm not talking about you. Let's get that straight. But me, to me, I don't particularly care for that song, because I feel as if it's not blessing God. Now, that's just me. But the song is how I got over my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. And I told someone, I said, well, if you have a question in your mind saying how I got over, I don't really know how I got over. But my soul looks back and wonder. Well, if you're in wonder how you got over, as far as I'm concerned, you're not over. If you came over Throgneck Bridge, which is in the Bronx in New York, and you went from, let's say we're going south. If you went from the Throgneck Bridge to the George Washington Bridge, and from the George Washington Bridge, you hit the New Jersey Turnpike, and then after the New Jersey Turnpike, if you run it all the way to the end and you go across the Delaware Memorial Bridge, something is wrong with you if you have to say, heck, I'm in Delaware and I don't know how I got here. I wonder, how did I get here? I know it sounds good, how I got over. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. I prefer to say, and if those that want to sing the song is fine, I don't have a problem with that. But I like to say, I know how I made it. I know that the Lord brought me out. I know. David didn't say, my soul looked back and wonder how I got. David said he brought me up out of a horrible pit. David knew where God brought him from. He wasn't wondering. He knew that it was God who made the difference in his life. My soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Now, I can see you looking back saying, I didn't deserve that. Bless me anyhow. God brought me out when the enemy should have devoured me. I'm sure Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't get out of that fiery furnace and say, my soul looked back and wonder how I got over. They said right from the beginning, go ahead, old king, go ahead, do what you got to do, because our Lord will. They spoke positive about what the Lord was capable of doing. But if he don't do it, it's all right with us. So turn up the heat. Bring it on. Shoot your best shot. And when they looked in the fire, they just didn't see the three Hebrew boys in the fire. They said, look here, we see a fourth one. And it looks like Jesus. Ooh! That's where we need to be today, that I may be in the fire, but I see Jesus helping me to get through the heat. Although from my flesh on yesterday, I didn't see God or Jesus. I just felt like, God, I'm all by myself. I'm not getting any help from you, Lord. Don't you see? Now I know how they felt on the boat when they had Jesus with them and the wind and the, oh my God, the waves was, oh, it was fierce. And they was afraid that they were going to be devoured. And they woke up. Jesus said, don't you care that we perish? Jesus just said, peace, be still. I felt like, God, I'm going to perish in this moment. I didn't know whether to run, jump up and down. I screamed. I did scream. I was yelling. This is my flesh. Myself. Man, help me to tell God thank you. Lord, I'm sorry that I lost it. But thank you for keeping my mind, because the enemy will use any tool that he can to snatch your mind. I think there's a television show, Dr. Scott, I think it's called Snapped, where people say, well, I didn't intend to kill him. Or, I never intended to kill her, but I snapped. Well, I snapped on yesterday evening, but the Lord kept me in the midst of the storm. Yet I felt as though he wasn't there, but he kept me. Because had the enemy had his way with me on yesterday, I would not be on this blog talk today. I would be in the county jail. But God kept me. I think Yolanda Adams, and I don't believe we had that in our loop, but she singing a song, he kept me in the midst of it all. And he kept me in the midst of it all. Wherefore today, can truly say, I am so grateful that I have Christ in my life. The songwriter said, where would I be without him? It would be lonely, dark, and drear. But I am grateful, truly grateful, that I have Christ and he's in my life. I hear the Lord say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and the people of God say, amen. I'm grateful, truly grateful, that I have life, Christ. And that I have life, and that I have Christ in my life. I snapped, but he was there. Enemy wanted to do. The Lord was there. To take care of me, and yet I felt as though, you are not here, God. But he was there. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, where would I be? Well, I don't mind having a prison ministry. Let me get that straight. I don't mind having a prison ministry, but I want to do the prison ministry from outside. I don't want to be an inmate doing a prison ministry. But I thank God that he loved me enough that he wouldn't let the enemy cause me to self-destruct. I love the Lord. He heard my cry. That's what David said. And he pitied my every groan. We sing this song. Hawkins made it. long as I live, and while troubles rise, I'll hasten to his throne. Maybe that's the problem right there. We're not running to the throne. We're running from the throne. We're running from the very one who can keep you in the midst of a storm. We're running in the other direction instead of running to God. We run with our flesh away from God. But he said, come unto me, all you that are laboring and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for the yoke that I have for you is easy, and the burden that I have for you is light. So I want to say to you today in Radio Land that if you have a burden upon you that's heavy, it is not of God. Because he said that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. Let me just read before I close. Every time I tell Dr. Scott, I'm going to be on here but a minute. And he just chuckles. He just laughs at me because he knows better. Remember, this is Lent that we're in. We're in Lent. This is where Jesus is preparing to become our risen Savior. This is where he's preparing to become our risen Savior. He has already risen. But we have to be mindful. Remember, he gave me that slogan, that theme for when I started the month of March, and he said that we are mindful of the cross, but we worship the Christ. Let me just read this for you, Matthew's Gospel. Let's do Matthew 6. The sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, starting at verse 5. And when you pray, you shall not be like the hypocrites, for they love to pray standing in the synagogue and on the corners of the streets, that they may be seen by men. Assuredly, I say to you, they have their reward. But when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly. And verse 7 says, and when you pray, do not use vain repetitions. Don't use vain words. Come on now. Thank you, Lord. As the heathens do, for they think that they will be heard for their many words. My God. Therefore, verse 8, listen to this, of the sixth chapter of the book of Matthew, first book in the New Testament. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. That eliminates favor as far as I'm concerned. He already knows what you have need of. I'm not doing a new sermon. You already know what you have need of. Jesus is teaching his disciples something. Do not be like the heathen that's got all these words. Come on here. It don't take all of that. I don't know what happened to us in the church. We think that you got to pray a half an hour after they open up the service and somebody's praying, moaning. But Jesus said, don't be like them. Don't be like the heathen with all those words. They think they got it going on. Use all those words like that. Therefore, do not be like them. That's what he said in verse 8. For your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. Now, listen to this one, number 9 of Matthew 6. In this manner, therefore, pray. Verse 10, our Father in heaven, I'm reading from my new Spirit-filled Bible. Hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it in heaven. Verse 11, give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our debts. The people that are saying, I want God to give me favor, they don't say, Lord, forgive me. They just jump right up there. Lord, I need favor. I want God to give me favor. I never hear them say, I ask the Lord to forgive me of my wrongdoings and my shortcomings. And now, God, I ask that the favor of God be upon me, the mercy of God, the grace of God, the goodness of God be upon this situation that I'm involved with or in. They don't say that. And forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us to temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And the people of God, have a blessed day. Remember, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice and be glad in it. The enemy's going to come to try you. But get yourself together. Pull up your spirit man on the inside of you. Tell the Lord thank you. And rejoice again, I say. Rejoice. God bless you. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful word. We receive it and rejoice in it. And I heard you mention Yolanda Adams. This is not the song, I'm sure, that, as it happens, that you had in mind. But I do remember, this has been very beautiful.
This battle ain't yours. It's the Lord. Think about it. And then start shouting. Help me sing it.
There's no pain. Jesus.
Jesus cannot.
before you really need it. He knows how to move.
Hello? Anybody there?
Yeah.
Do you hear somebody talking on this thing? I don't.
I heard a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, right now, I don't hear anything. Goodbye.